Let's stand together.
Wonderful, so wonderful is your unfailing love. Your cross has spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart could fully know. How glorious, how beautiful you are. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing. Powerful, so powerful, your glory fills the skies. Your mighty works display for all to see. The beauty of your majesty awakes my heart to sing. How marvelous, how wonderful you are. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing. You've opened my eyes to your wonders anew. Captured my heart with this love, 'cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You've captured my eyes to your wonders anew. You've captured my heart with this love, 'cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one, beautiful one, my soul must sing. My soul, my soul must sing. My soul must sing. My soul must sing. Beautiful one. My soul must sing. My soul must sing. My soul must sing. Beautiful one, beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must sing.
Good morning. Let's pray and then we'll continue singing. Father in heaven, we gather together here this morning to worship you in spirit and in truth. And we want to tell you that we love you, and we're so thankful for your free gifts of forgiveness and salvation. And Lord, we're humbled by your presence. We ask that you would teach us your ways and show us your heart of mercy this morning. And Lord, we pray that we would become more like you. We give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Great is your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's heart. You lead us by still waters into mercy. And nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people. Remember your children. Remember your promise, O God. great is your love and justice, God. You use the weak to lead the strong. You lead us in the song of your salvation. And all your people sing along. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, O God. Your grace is enough, your grace is enough, your grace is enough for me. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me. Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to Thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin, and a peace that endureth, Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are God alone from before time began. You were on your throne. You were God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne. You are God alone. You're the only God whose power none can contend. You're the only God whose praise and name will never end. You're the only God who's worthy of everything we can give. You are God, that's just the way it is. You are God alone from before time began. You were on your throne. You were God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne. You are God alone. You are God alone. From before time began, you were on your throne. You were God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne. You are God alone. You're unchangeable. You're unshakable. You're unstoppable. That's what you are. You're unchangeable. You're unshakable. You're unstoppable. That's what you are. You are God alone from before time began. You were on your throne. You were God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne. You are God alone. You are God alone. From before time began, you were on your throne. You were God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne. You are God alone.
Thank you so much, Father, for being there for us all the time. We want to ask that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit this morning, that you would anoint this whole service, Lord Jesus, that you would fill this building with your angels, that we would just be able to glorify you with everything else out of our minds and just completely worship on your Son, Jesus. You are all that we want. You are our ambition, our hope. And Lord, we're free in you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Jesus, all for Jesus, all I am and have and ever hope to be. Jesus, all for Jesus, all I am. And ever hoped to be. All of my ambitions, hopes, and plans, I surrender these into your hands. All of my ambitions, hopes, and plans, I surrender these into your hand. For it's only in your will that I am free. For it's only in your ever hope to be. Jesus, all for Jesus, all I am and have and ever hope to be.
All of my ambitions,
my ambitions, hopes, and plans, I surrender these into your hand. All of my ambitions, hopes, and I surrender these into your hands. For it's only in your will that I am free. For it's only in your ever hope to be.
Will you stand with us?
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created. All for love's sake became poor. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
You may be seated.
Would you continue that spirit of worship as we pray together? Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you love us so much. And we have life in Jesus Christ. As you said, we can have that abundant life in you, Jesus. And that's why you came. You came to seek and to save that which is lost. You found us, Lord. You called us to yourself. And you've given us this wonderful life. Father, you are just so beautiful. And Jesus, you're worthy. Worthy is the great God, the only living and true God. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. You have created all things, Lord, and we thank you. It was for your pleasure. We just humble ourselves into the will of God that you have for us at this moment. But we thank you that coming with this will, in the good times or the bad, comes the battery of power, the Holy Spirit. And precious Holy Spirit's been prayed that you'd visit us today. We continue that prayer and ask you to challenge our hearts anew and afresh. We pray that we would go from the place saying, yeah, it's been good to have been together in the house of the Lord. And so we come and praise you, our God. Father, we realize there are people that need a touch from you physically. And so we pray for them. We commit them into your will, God. We pray for some that are walking close to Christ and yet they have physical infirmities. So we pray like John did in 3 John. We pray that your bodies would prosper even as your soul prospers. And so for those listed in our program, we lift up for your healing. We thank you, dear God, for young Daniel Latour and the decision to be baptized last Sunday and her testimony, yet she is diagnosed, Father, with a very serious scoliosis. We ask God for your healing on that young lady. We lift up before you, Father, each of the sick, like Jill Martin and Rhonda and Ken and young Kayla again, and I just lift these up to you, Lord. I thank you, dear God, that you're with them and that they are trusting you. I ask, Lord, for our missionaries. I know we don't always pray for them on a Sunday morning, but Ben and Sarah Badgerl and Ben's brother who died, and then to find his 10-year-old nephew died, I ask God that you would be with that family as they minister to the Aboriginals in our town, our city. But we pray, Lord, you give grace there. Dear God, we lift them all up to you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We ask you to guide and direct us, Father, that we'd walk in your will again. We ask you that in your will, you'd receive that which we give unto you now. You said, bring you all the tithes into the storehouse so there be provision in your house. And you said, prove me now. See if you will not open up the windows of heaven. Well, Lord, we just come in with gratitude. We tell you how great you are by giving our gift of money to you at this hour, Lord. Bless the giver, Lord, and we give it cheerfully. And we ask again your grace and love on every part of this service, Lord. Touch every soul for Jesus. Spiritually, we pray this and trust you and know you're here. And thank you, Lord. Amen. While the offering's taken, I just want to try to grab your attention for a couple of announcements. And the first one, of course, is a welcome to all of you on this first day of summer here. It's July the 24th, and I'm glad that some have capitalized on it, and they're out there camping, and we trust they're having a little worship service where they're at. I meet new people each Sunday, and people that are coming out to check out the place, and we just welcome you that are checkers, and we hope that you that are older, that is, you've been in the church a while, we hope you'll take a moment to greet a new couple beside you, a new person beside you after the service, and God would want us to do that for sure. We got a happy birthday for Stuart at the back. It's his birthday, so shake hands with Stuart today, and we say happy birthday to you, Stuart. At 2:30 this afternoon, 2:30 is New Horizons. That's downtown across from the Campbell River Common. It's not right across, which is the Ironwood, but it's kind of kitty-corner behind. Meet there at 2:30 and minister for Jesus Christ and bring some joy into the lives of people there. 2:30. And I have a youth announcement as well. The new interim youth director is Dylan, and he says at 5 p.m. on the 29th, so that takes you to whenever the 29th is. Friday, is it? I'm not sure. There's a youth barbecue at the Tai Spitz, so mom and dad, bring your youth out for that. And youth, remember that. This coming Friday, it's in the bulletin there at 5 p.m. And watch the youth Facebook page for more details. Hey, we have our chairman of the board come up. Fred Pullen was here last week, and we're going to ask him to come at this time as well and make an announcement. Are you on? Yeah, I didn't think they got that, did they?
I actually am not the chairman of the board. I'm the vice chair. Joe Loosemore is the chair, but he's away on holidays, so he'll be back sometime later in August. Anyway. The board has asked Leora to serve as our interim children's director. And Leora loves God and has a passion for children. And so I really would like you to pray for Leora as she leads our children's ministry. So welcome, Leora.
You know, acting chairman, I didn't do this, but I thought we could just add a prayer for her before she says a word. Is that okay? Could you all join us in prayer? Unless, keep putting the money in if you haven't put it in. Okay, let's pray. Father, this young lady stands before you, and she's in need of you to empower her for ministry in this interim time. And we thank you for Dale Stevens, the newly elected deacon, who's going to cheer up a committee to look for a permanent director. But in the interim, Lord, we have Leora. And we commit her to you and give to her and to you our word that we'll pray for this incredible ministry of 100 kids in the church. And you bless this young lady and thank you for her, Lord, in Christ's name. Amen. Leora wanted to say a quick word here, though.
So I start today and I'll be down in Children's Church today, or Christ Kids, I guess. But as I was looking at all the lists and all the names, and there are a lot of names on there that a lot of you are helping out in Christ Kids, Junior, Senior, Nursery, and other areas in our church, and it's amazing how many people are part of this ministry. However, so many people in the summertime are in holidays right now, and every Sunday I'm looking at missing probably about 4 or 5 adults from each of the groups, and so if any of you can substitute for the summer or come and want to be a part of it permanently, you can come find me after the service or down at Christ Kids or chat with me later or find me something, give me a phone call. I'd love to talk with you and see if you want to be a part of the ministry working with the Christ Kids. I appreciate so much your prayers also, as it is a really big job. Thanks.
Let's stand. We are going to dismiss the kids at this time to Junior, Christ Kids Junior and Christ Kids Senior, and we're going to keep singing Wonderful, Merciful Savior.
Wonderful, Merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and Friend. Who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. Counselor, Comforter, Keeper, Spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost the way. Oh, we hopelessly lost the way. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Almighty, infinite Father, faithfully loving your own. Here in our weakness you find us, falling before your throne. Oh, we're falling before your throne. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. It's our confession, Lord, that we are weak, so very weak, but you are strong. And though we've nothing, Lord, to lay at your feet, we come to your feet and say, help us along. Broken heart and a contrite spirit, you have yet to deny. Your heart of mercy beats with love's strong current. Let the river flow by your Spirit now, and Lord, we cry. Let your mercies fall from heaven. Sweet mercies flow from heaven. New mercies for today. Shower them down, Lord, as we pray. Let your mercies fall from heaven. sweet mercies fall from heaven. New mercies for today. Shower them down, Lord, as we pray. It's our confession, Lord, that we are weak, so very weak, but you are strong. And though we've nothing, Lord, to lay at your feet, we come to your feet and say, help us along. A broken heart and a contrite spirit, you have yet to deny. Your heart of mercy beats with love's strong current. Let the river flow by your spirit now, and Lord, we cry. Let your mercies fall from heaven, sweet mercies fall from heaven. New mercies for today, shower them down, Lord, as we pray. Let your mercies fall from heaven, sweet mercies fall from heaven. New mercies for today, shower them down, Lord, as we pray. Let your mercies fall from heaven, new mercies fall from heaven. New mercies for today, shower them down, Lord, as we pray.
Amen.
So we come to the teaching part of the service. Just before we do that, I wanted to just remark, well, thanks, Chris, for leading us in worship. And Chris is our music director, and he's a valuable man on staff here. We also wanted to thank the Lord for last Sunday, and Adam Somerville led us as well. Thank you for that, Adam, and the wonderful service with Daniel Latour's testimony and baptism. And thanks last Sunday for the fellowship committee and the barbecue that we had. And just you may be interested, I heard yesterday that Stan has finished his course in Calgary with Safeway, and he and his wife have been posted to Edmonton, Alberta. And that's right where her parents are and her family, and I think they're pretty excited about that. So that's all taking place there with the Parkers, and we had their farewell there last week. And thank you for the gift of that you gave to them, and the church board's aware, of course, of that amount. Okay, well, look, what we're going to do this morning, we're going to talk about mercies and the mercies of God. One of the great things about Scripture is it gives the full amount of Scripture that we need, the full disclosure of who God is. And that one song we sang, Great is Thy Faithfulness, it's based in Lamentations 3, where it says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Now, if you ever want to do a nice word study, take out the book of Romans and look up the word mercy. And study it from the very beginning to the end of Romans. You get up to chapter 12 and verse 1, Paul says, I beg you, I beseech you, in view of God's mercies, that now you present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is your spiritual act of worship, so you may know the full will of God. So in view of the mercies of God, and the mercies of God is God's coming to you. It's God coming to you and creating new life inside of you, the life of God. Mercy is not grace. Grace is giving something you didn't deserve. Mercy is not giving you what you do deserve. So in view of God's mercies, knock yourself out for God. Because what he did for you, he had mercy to his children, the Jewish nation, as it were. They turned from him, so he turned from them to the Gentiles. Now, if you're not a Jew this morning, you are a Gentile. And God has grafted you in, as it were, because of his mercy. And he's put you into the family of God. So he has mercy on whom he will have mercy. But he has had mercy on many of you and brought you into the family of God. So what I'm talking about this morning, about being merciful, that's our job. I can't be merciful unless I first will have received the full mercy of God. So that kind of gives you an intent on that. And I'm looking this morning for illustrations that don't relate to my wife, okay? So if they can, Fergie, I need to have a picture up there to give me some thought there. And so what Sandra says is just lighten up. So I say, okay, I will do that for sure. Okay. I'm trying to go on. Now, go in your Bible to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. We're in a series of messages on the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes. The beautiful attitudes that God wants you to have. And so you can be the recipient this morning of the Bible's teaching if you're part of the family of God. If you're not a Christian, you're not saved, you don't dig this sort of stuff, you're not going to dig much of what we say here. Matthew 5, 1 to 7, and I think that we will read that in its entirety today, and I'll try to get it out of the NIV versus the old King James. And if you've got a pew Bible like I got one, that's on page 683. The Beatitudes begin the greatest sermon ever preached. Jesus Christ preached it, the Sermon on the Mount. When he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and then he began to teach his disciples, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn. They'll be comforted. Blessed are the meek. They will inherit the earth." Last Sunday we looked at, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. They will be filled." And then today, "Blessed are the merciful. They will be shown mercy." Okay. We're going to try to define mercy in the context. And how we do that, of course, is look to what precedes it. Because these are all intricately related to each other. And one builds on another. But if you don't have the first ones that are part of your character, you can't build on it. Like some of you will say, "You know, Randy, I'm just not the merciful type. I don't really relate to reaching out and helping people." Well, it could be then that you've never been humbled before God and poor in spirit, mourned over your sin. You're not meek, and you don't hunger and thirst after righteousness. And therefore, you are not merciful, because mercy is built on this. So that's the idea that we're trying to tell you here, is that the first four Beatitudes have to do with our relationship with God. The last four have to do with our relationship with man. So God wants us in the first four Beatitudes to see ourselves before God as we actually are. Now, some of us think we're a lot better than God tells us what we're like in those first four Beatitudes. We actually have a better appraisal of ourselves than God does. But you and I are nothing. That's what God's saying before him. And we got to mourn over our sin. And we got to be meek. We got to be trainable. We've got to be submissive people to every level of authority above us. And then we hunger and thirst after doing things God's way, the right way. And then God says, "Hey, there's hope for you to be merciful." So let's build on that. the humility, that's verse 3 and 4, poor in spirit, mourning over sin. And then secondly, the meekness. You see, a man who's full of mercy will also be meek. But you'll never find a man full of mercy who's not meek. And then thirdly, of course, he's full of righteousness. So it's the righteousness of Christ given to us as a gift. It's free of charge. Okay, so that kind of defines a bit of mercy for you. Now, I built the definition, and I came up with this one here. So this is the one I kind of built from my studies. It's mercy is Christian character. It's created by the graces of humility, meekness, and righteousness. And it's Christian character that practices mercy to others in their hour of need. And all the commentators agree with me in that last point is that mercy is action. So a number of them, MacArthur, thought mercy is compassion in action, if you want a short one. Or it's pity plus action. It's actually having pity on people and then acting toward that need. Jesus says, this is important. I'm giving to you this as the big five. And this is the first one, how to really relate to people, to be merciful people. Okay, let's just go on. Mercy is compassion in action. And I just want to now build on that a bit and give you a quote by MacArthur where he says, it's giving food to the hungry, comfort to the bereaved, love to the rejected, forgiveness to the offender. That's where many of us fall. It's the biggest thing in the Christian church. You just won't forgive. And then companionship to the lonely. The point is, mercy is action. And if you get stuck on something, like you won't forgive someone, then you are shooting yourself in the foot. You're doing yourself ill. I was out hunting one time as a teenager, and I had a 303 rifle. And I wanted to shoot the deer. I had one shell left, and I got the gun like this, and shot right through. Couldn't get the deer, of course. Some of us shoot ourselves through by not forgiving other people because they've got to get down and repent. Well, we're to forgive everybody, have a heart of forgiveness. I'm not on forgiveness. I will be in the Sermon on the Mount. Let's go on. Mercy is action. Here's a good story. I read some old books, and there's a story of a 19th century preacher, true story, and this guy comes across his friend, and his friend has had his horse accidentally killed. Of course, the people in 1830 gathered around him, and they were just feeling sorry for him. So the preacher says, hey, look, hey, we're all sorry that your horse is dead. The preacher says, I am $5 sorry. And then he said to the sympathizers, he said, how much are you sorry? How much are you sorry? So how much do we serve? Okay, why be merciful? You note some things in the program in your bulletin there. The first of all, it says God is merciful. God is merciful, if you're following notes there. I'm going to take away from Chris's water here. Don't get trench mouth, Chris, and I get some new stuff. I think Chris sucks away in that for about a month. I drink about a bottle or so a week. Water, okay. Okay, why be merciful? Well, God's merciful. That is one of his major, major attributes. God is all merciful. We won't take you to all the verses, but let's go to Nehemiah 9:31. And I put the pages down there for you. Page 349 of the Bible. Let's hope they're right. You can find Nehemiah by yourself. I want so much that you people read the Word of God. Nehemiah 9 and 31. That's the best sound the church next to singing, isn't it? Flipping of the scriptures. In your great mercy, God's not only got mercy, but he's got great mercy. You did not put an end to them or abandon them, because they'd sinned against you. But you are a gracious and a merciful God. Grace is given to you what you don't deserve. Mercy is not giving to you what you do deserve. Okay. God is all merciful. That's his main one of his main attributes. But he's merciful to me. You see, Lamentation 3:22 that I quoted earlier, I'm only living today because of God's mercies. It's not because I've got a good doctor who's helping me along the way. It's God's mercies. It's God's mercies that you have a good wife sitting beside you. Recognize God's mercies. They're sacred, okay? God is all merciful. That's why we want to be mercy, because our God's merciful. And he says, as I do, you do the same. And Micah 7:18 just says, hey, I delight in mercy. God delights in not giving to you what you deserve. And how many here could say, Randy, I deserve a lot, but God has been merciful to me. Wow. Ephesians 2:4, oh, this is where it says, God who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin. When you're dead in sin, you can't do anything. You can't talk to a dead man. He can't reply. But God put mercy to rejuvenate you, regenerate you. He sent mercy to you, as it were. Now, here it is. Jesus didn't bring the mercy of God to us, but the mercy of God sent Jesus to us. Jesus is the channel of mercy, but he's not the cause of it. But it is God who is rich in mercy. And remember, that's your God. And he said, if you guys remember that, because I want you to be merciful. That's the first reason I'm merciful. Okay. Secondly, not only that God is merciful, but secondly, God's told us to be merciful. And go in your Bible to Micah 6 and verse 8. Now, that's kind of the old, lot of the Old Testament, just at the end of it there. Look at Micah 6 and verse 8 there. Can you go for that? That's in page 659. Let's look at Micah 6:8, page 659. This is one of my favorite verses because it tells me what's good, and it really tells me what God wants for me in my life. He has showed you, O man, what is good, Micah 6:8. And what does the Lord require of you? Okay? Someone will say, did you go to church this morning? Well, what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, pursue righteousness, that's what that means. To do justice, but he wants you to love mercy. And then he wants you to walk humbly with your God. And of course, knowing our great God, guess what's going to happen today and tomorrow? God's going to put right in front of you someone who needs your mercy. And you're going to be tested. You're going to be tested. And of course, Matthew 5 and 7, Jesus says, blessed are the merciful. He tells us to be merciful. They'll obtain mercy. But there's a third reason you should get mercy into your system. It's a hot investment. It's way up there high on the heavenly Dow. It's there. Mercy's there for you to invest in. And it gives dividends now. Jesus says, you'll be blessed if you're merciful. You'll be approved to me. You'll be congratulated right now. That's really what the Greek's talking about there. Blessed, congratulations to the merciful. And you're also going to get mercy. It's a very odd beatitude, isn't it? Because the duty is the same as the reward. The duty is be merciful. The reward is you're going to get mercy. So I know some of you are very, very merciful. But guess what you need in life? You need some mercy down the way. Some of you will give mercy today, but you will need some mercy tomorrow. And I tell you, that verse is battery in your pocket. It's power in your pocket. Mercy's coming your way. We need to have mercy. Peter, filled by the Holy Spirit of God, but then he started saying, hey, I think I'll associate with this group of people, but I won't associate with this group of people. He needed God's mercy. Because he was doing it wrong.
and we do life wrong, we need God's mercy. Okay, got the picture? Okay, now this is why. Now, what are the components of mercy? The first component of mercy is God's love. Now, I just want to just kind of get this to you. This is so neat. Most of you have the NIV. It's kind of an inferior version to the King James Bible. The King James is more accurate, but it's got all that archaic language. You can't understand it. And so Campbell River Baptist, years ago, changed to the NIV. And I've been trying to adjust for the past 6 years. But I want to tell you this. Mercy and love are so close that in the King James, where they use the word mercy often, you know what? The NIV uses the word love. So do we have up there, Fergie, something on Psalm 136? Can I go to that? Can I go to that? I can't go to that. Okay. We were going to go to that, and we were going to read it. Psalm 136 in the King James, like, God, you are so good, because your mercy endures forever. The NIV, God, you're so good, your love endures forever. Love is mercy is all I was trying to say, okay? We can go to that? Is that the only verse? Or you got more? Hey, let's go to the beginning. Let's stand up. Hey, wake up. Come on, stand up. Come on. Guys, this is God talking to you, and this is we talking to God because of his mercy. I'm going to read out the first part, and you read out the bottom part. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the God of gods. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him who alone does great wonders. Who by his understanding made the heavens. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. He made the great lights. The sun to govern the day. And the moon and the stars to govern the night. To him that he struck down the firstborn of Egypt. And he brought Israel out from among them. And with a mighty hand and outstretched arm. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder. And he brought Israel through the midst of the sea. And he gives food to every creature. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven. Praise God. Amen. Hey, that's Psalm 136. Take a reading on that one. Now, folks, I want to get back to the components of mercy is God's love. And then the second component of mercy is forbearance. If you're taking notes there, we talked about why be merciful. But first one is God's love in action. But secondly, forbearance granted. Now, this again is the King James. But you know what the word forbearance is? Actually, I went to the NIV dictionary for this. The NIV dictionary says forbearance, it describes mercy as forbearance from inflicting punishment on an adversary. Mercy is forbearance, that is, refraining from inflicting punishment on an adversary. And it's refraining from collecting of a debt, the enforcement of a debt or right. Now, this is a legal term. I know we have a couple of lawyers here. But when a court grants forbearance, I would understand it means there's a recognition that a debt is owed, but the court will refrain from collecting on the debt. They will grant forbearance. Okay? Now, spiritually, I owed a debt. I could not pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song. Amazing grace. The whole day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. Ephesians 2 and 4. God, who is rich in mercy, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has made us alive together with Christ, and he's made us sit together with Christ in heavenly places. He saved us. He's called us. He has anointed us. He's sanctifying us. He will justify us. He has given me, though, and he's given you forbearance, permanent forbearance of the penalty of your sin. We are guilty as charged, but you have been given forbearance, and that is a component of mercy, okay? But now the problem is, God says, now, if you're really a true Christian, you are going to forbear the debt on someone that comes into your life, and he does something that you don't like. This is where Christianity meets the road. Legalists, traditionalists don't like the Sermon on the Mount because they got Christianity in a little box. But this is speaking to every soul here, to be Jesus to others, okay? Now, I'm going to just not do much on the next one. That's compassion. I'm going to do something I normally don't do. I always have you go to your Bibles. If you want to go to the Bible, check it out. You can go to Luke chapter 10. Flip over to 10, Luke 10. But I'm going to put the Bible on the screen here, okay? Compassion. This is mercy. It's God's love, it's forbearance, but it's compassion. Okay, let's look at the picture here. Can you read that? So I'm going to put it up on the screen. I'm not going to ask you to read it. But it's from Luke chapter 10, 29 to 37. It's Jesus, and he's teaching some people. Okay, he taught the people. He said this. There was a man going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, they beat him, and went away, and they left this guy half dead. Wow. Opportunity. Well, a priest happened to be going by. Now, a priest, that's the religious boy, okay? He goes by the same road, but he saw the man, and what he did, he actually saw him. Instead of going down that side, he actually went to the other side, and he passed down around him on the other side. What was the priest doing? Well, I believe this. He chose ceremony over mercy and reputation over rescue. Ceremony? It's like he's going to church. He's going to church. This is not an illustration of Sandy. This is an illustration of Randy. So one day, Sandy dressed me up. And I had long, dark hair. It was way down here, and it had those, what do you call those things? Ponytails. And I looked like a real First Nations guy. And I had a pack of cigarettes out of my pocket, and she had decked out my face, and I didn't look like Pastor Randy. And I propped myself up on the door of the church. And all the people came in. Nobody stopped. A couple looked. A couple of sweet little ladies smiled and said, hi. I said, hi. The priest chose ceremony over mercy, reputation over rescue. Why reputation? You want to muck your hands with sinners and those who are down there at the pub and those who are not Jesus? You want to say, spend time with the Jesus people, because that's where your calling is. But Jesus says, have mercy on this city. And this world. That is, if you are a Christian. The priest didn't have it. His life wasn't matching up to his confession. So, we go on down the road, and we're trying to go down the road. Can I go down the road one more time? Here we go. So now a Levite, now this guy's kind of religious too. He came to the place, and he saw this poor guy half dead, stripped, beaten up. He did the same thing, passed the other side. Well, I think the Levite chose his comfort over showing mercy. And he was afraid over giving aid. Wow. Well, but a Samaritan, now a despised person, not the accepted person of the Jewish faith. A Samaritan, he came where the man was, and he took pity on him. And the word there, he had mercy on him. He went and bandaged his wounds and poured in oil and wine. Then he put the man on a donkey. He took him to the inn. Wow. And he took care of him. The next day, he took out a couple of coins, gave them to the innkeeper, said, look after the guy. If there's any more expense, I'll pay you on my return. Put him on his own donkey. Wow. Just move it up one place. So Jesus said, oh, by the way, he's talking to an expert in the law. And the expert in the law said, what must I do to have eternal life? Who's my neighbor? And all that sort of stuff, okay? Jesus said, which of these three was the neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robber? And the guy was an expert because he said, hey, the one who had mercy on him. And Jesus told him, go and do likewise. Stop that person who's propped up at the church. Be Jesus to this city. Go and do the same. Nursing homes. Wow. God would like to move you out of your comfort zone. How far you go in life depends, I think, on, well, whether you're tender with the young, the new Christian, whether you're tender with them. If you're not, of course, get a millstone wrapped around your head. Be tender with those who are not spiritual as you are. Tender with the young, patient with the old. We don't understand something, have patience. Sympathetic with those who hurt, loving the lost, loving the weak. You see, one day you and I will all have been all those things. So be merciful to others and show the same mercy that Jesus showed. Mercy when you don't get what you deserve. Justice, when you get what you deserve. Grace, when you get what you don't deserve. Go do the same. I just picked up the one in a nursing home. But life will unfold, and you will have a chance. I guarantee you, you'll have a chance to show mercy. It may be to someone who's offended you deeply. Now show mercy to this love thy neighbor thing, I really mean it. That's what God says. I really mean it. You see, I want you to be focused so much on loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's why these services are gauged to feeding you so you can love God more. Love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Knock yourselves out for God. But now you prove that by loving people. Read that every Sunday. Loving people. Mercy is loving people as yourself. Ask yourself, what bugs you? What are some of the things that bug you? What are some of the things that really excite you? Well, look at another person. Well, if that bugs me, well, that might bug that person, you know. If the things I think are some good things, then apply them to the other person, you know. The golden rule is Matthew 7:12. It's on the Sermon on the Mount. But we're coming to that too, aren't we? Then today, let's kind of just kind of wrap things up here. Well, this is neat. Neat picture, eh? Wow. You know the story of me where I didn't have a good high school. If I had teachers like Derek Bird, I would have been a great teacher. I would have great students, you know, but I didn't. But I screwed up in school a lot. I flunked grade 10 art. Mrs. Gregg said, Randy, you're the only guy who's ever flunked grade 10 art. My wife's kind of an artist, and my son is an artist. But that picture of paint up there, that gives you a picture of a child. Someone who hasn't learned everything in life that he should. Show mercy to him. Remember, your children are young. Don't try to make a preacher out of them when they're just 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 years of age. Have mercy on them. Let them enjoy life as kids. But also spiritually, you're going to run into some people that are just, they're new in Jesus Christ. And all of a sudden, this guy will say, or this girl will say, oh, God. It's like, oh, you shouldn't say, oh, God. You know, this is a, well, they're going to grow in Christ. And things that the Holy Spirit doesn't want them to do, the Spirit will teach them. I told you about that tree a couple times, I think, in our backyard. Right in our backyard is that tree. It's an amazing tree. It's a tree that keeps its leaves all winter. Green leaves all winter. It's so beautiful. It's the only tree, because a lot of trees lose their leaves. But in the springtime, guess what? When the new life, as it were, comes into that tree, then the leaves fall off. And then the new leaves come. So you take a new Christian, one who's got Christ in his heart. The old things will fall off as the new life comes in. Of course, that's a time-telling picture of a saint, isn't it? If the old things don't ever come off, then there's marks that that person may not be with Jesus Christ. But in the meantime, let's have patience, okay? Let's have mercy on those who can't paint. And now, those who spill things. This guy didn't have to spill his coffee. He did, and he ruined the rug. Wow. You see, you need to show mercy to those people who what? Who make a mess out of their lives. And they should have done it the way you would do it. But you need to show mercy to the people who make messes in life. Let's grab a couple of lessons here. And we will be gone. And all it's going to say is lessons. There's some in the program. I want to give you 3. First of all, I'd like to tell you that showing mercy imitates God. Showing mercy imitates God. And it disappoints the devil. When you show mercy, you're imitating Jesus Christ. Oh, check it out. Ephesians 5:1 says, imitate Jesus Christ. It says that in the Greek. Imitate him. As he walked in love, you walk in love. So, lesson 1, imitating God comes by showing mercy. Secondly, showing mercy to others is an investment into your spiritual account now and in the world to come. Go in your Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 3. You may not have known this before, so you will see it today, hopefully. 2 Timothy 3. Second Timothy chapter 1. And look at verse 16. Paul says this, may the Lord show mercy to the household of Onesiphorus. Okay? That's when I pray for you as households. I say, God, show mercy to those people. But look at, Paul says, God, show mercy because of what he did. He often refreshed me, and he was not ashamed of my chains. So God, show mercy to him. Because Jesus, he showed mercy to me. He didn't walk by on the other side. He said, I'm going to throw in my lot with you, Paul, because you love Jesus Christ. Okay? But go on, verse 17. On the contrary, when he's in Rome, he searched hard for me until he found me. He searched hard for me till he found me. It cost Onesiphorus a lot. And he found Paul. So here's the investment today. But look at the investment in eternity. Verse 18. May the Lord grant that he may find mercy from the Lord on that day. And you know very well how many times he helped me in Ephesus. But may he find mercy of the Lord on that day. On that day when we stand before God, may you find mercy. It's an investment that's going to pay off. And I know some of you people. I know some of you. Some of you I don't know you're merciful, but some of you are merciful, and I know that. And I can think of that day. It tells me in Hebrews 13, 17, it says, obey those that have the rule over you. So spiritually, I have the rule over you. And it says, submit yourselves and pray for me, because I must give an account that I may do with joy and not with grief. Well, I am going to be jumping up and down when I, God, what about Jacob here, Abraham? I'll say, God, that Abraham, boy, he knocked himself out. He did ministry for Jesus Christ. He showed mercy to people. Many times he'd say, Pastor Randy, could you pass this envelope off to this guy or this girl? You'll have mercy in that day. Investment will pay off. My last point, go to James 2:13. I leave you with this. James 2:13. That's just about the end of the New Testament, isn't it? Look for Hebrews, and then look at James 2:13. And here's my lesson. If you don't show mercy, God might give you something else. Okay? What's James 2:13 say? It says this. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Because mercy laughs in the face of judgment. My point, the third lesson, is not showing mercy will incur God's judgment, because he so was full of mercy toward Randy Evans. And if I choose not to be merciful to you as a Christian in this body, and if I choose not to be merciful to those who are not part of the body, then I come into some pretty bad areas. And you might want to check out some extra study on that. Matthew 18, 21, 35. You know the story of the man? The man owed this guy $10 million. $10 million. A lot of money. And the guy came along, he says, you're going to go to jail because you never paid me that money. I'm going to throw you in jail and throw away the key. You'll never see your family again. You'll die in jail because you owe me $10 million, Matthew 18, 21, 35. Yeah. The guy said, oh, have mercy upon me. Forgive me. I'm so sorry. Don't throw me in jail. Don't demand. The guy said, you know what? Sure. I'm going to forgive you. You're going to forgive me $10 million? Yeah. $10 million. You are forgiven. Wow, this guy is hopping. He's excited. He goes home, and he said to his wife, I've been forgiven. I don't owe a penny. That $10 million debt, that's gone. But then his wife said, well, what about Fred next door? He owes you $10,000. We need some bread money. He went and grabbed Fred. Can I grab you by the throat there, sir? He went and grabbed Fred by the throat. Who can I get by the throat? Give me that $10,000 now, or I'll throw you into jail. Get down. And he says to me, have mercy. He says it softly, have mercy. No, he says, have mercy.
Have mercy.
No, I want that. You don't pay me, you're going to jail. No mercy. Okay, check out verse 35, because that's when Jesus says, If you don't forgive, neither will my Father who is in heaven forgive you. Whoa. Get the picture? And now I close with this incredible poem. Is it a poem? I don't know. Venice, Merchant of Venice. The great writing. Listen. The quality of mercy is not strained. It drops as a gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. Mercy is twice blessed. It blesses the one who gives. It blesses the one who receives. 'Tis mightiest in the mightiest. It becomes the throned monarch better than its crown. Its scepter shows the force of temporal power and the characteristic and awe of this majesty. Ah, how great the king is. But mercy is above that scepter and its sway. Mercy is an attribute of God himself. An earthly power then show like God's when mercy seasons justice. Among the attributes of God, although they're equal, mercy shines with more brilliancy. Shakespeare. Mercy shines. Let's pray. Father, God, this is a good group of people. They're good people, Lord. They love you, and I believe most of them know Jesus Christ as their Savior. And so I want to lump myself with them, Lord. You've saved me and called me with the holy calling. We're your children. We're a called group, Lord. We thank you came to us. You showed us mercy. Thank you, Jesus. And now you want us to go out, Lord, and be merciful to this world. Blessed are the merciful. They will obtain mercy. I know, Lord, that I want to put my weak hand that errs so often into your mighty hand. I thank you for the mercy, Lord. I want to see, though, Lord, I want to put my hand up and say, Jesus, I will extend mercy and show mercy to anybody in life that comes along. And I know these folk are saying amen with me.
All of my days, I want to praise.
of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship. Sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. And shout to the Lord, all the earth let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Lord, we want to worship you by extending mercy to those who need to be pitied, to those who've fallen in life, to those who need your love. Thanks for coming to us, Lord, and now we'll go to them. And I close, Lord, with those words from the Apostle Paul. May grace, mercy, and peace be yours in Jesus Christ the Lord. Folks, before you sit down, we don't want to hug. We don't want to shake, maybe, but let's try this. Some of you old guys, try it. It won't hurt, really. Try it. Hey, Tammy, you got a sec here? Well, I'm talking here. I gotta get this off here. Whoa, whoa, whoa.